Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme.
Feel it in your heartbeat.
With their greatest hit, that was the Pointer Sisters with Jump for My Love, which was released in 1983, but the song wasn't released as a single until the following year. Now, call me odd. Well, okay. thank you. But the thing that sticks in my mind most about the Pointer Sisters was the guy that was their electronic drums programmer. He went by the name of Wreak Havoc. Yes, I kid you not, Mr. Wreak Havoc is in the building. Brilliant. Okay, so let's have something from the 1970s now, shall we? How about this? Which today still sounds amazing. That was David Essex, and I think you'll agree that the production on that record is incredible. Legend has it that the bass player, Herbie Flowers, and David apparently tracked this as a duo while producer Jeff Wayne was at lunch. Yeah, the kind of thing a bass player would do. make of that what you will. And I'd probably go as far as to say it's visionary. True or not, it's hard to believe that this record was made back in 1974. Now, Phyllis Andrews wrote to me a few weeks ago asking if I could trace a song that she'd heard during the Commonwealth service at Westminster Abbey. Well, the good news, Phyllis, is I have. Unfortunately, the duo who performed it at the ceremony haven't recorded it. So I hope that this recording will suffice. It was written apparently to celebrate a peaceful future for Sri Lanka after some very troubled times, and the title actually means future.
மினி முத்து மால பலந்த இப்ப துன காசி கொய்ந்த அப்பி அத்தரே சந்த மாத பாத்த தபந்த சிஹநாத ராவய ரந்த அப்பின்னே சந்தோசே ரட்ட வட்ட கர வெட்ட பெந்த கட்ட வாகன கி பிந்த துக்க வாவனு பெரி இந்த அதராசே வலாத்தரே கட்டது மந்த சிஹசுனாத ஹரயந்த சமுகன்னே தானி தானியே அப்பமனதுக்குமதிவிந்தரின விழுந்த மனுசத்துனே
This is Roxy from Vixen. Hope you're doing great and you'll enjoy hearing our music on Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sid Valley Radio.
love struck me down again. In dice reel and pull the pin. Blew my tender heart sky high. Now in my pain I'm asking why. As I'm crying, should I give in my last try?
Second album, Rev It Up, that was the mighty all-female rock band Vixen, and the track was Love Is a Killer. It was written by my fellow tub thumper, Miss Roxy Patusi, and Harry Parez. And it was a wonderful ballad, don't you think? It was recorded in 1990. Vixen, back in the late 1980s and early 1990s, were part of the Los Angeles glam metal scene, and the band has actually been described as the female Bon Jovi. And several singles released from the band reached the Billboard Hot 100 consecutively, which is why Vixen is still in the history books as one of the most successful of all female bands. Now for a song I have to admit to first knowing about when I heard my friend Nader sing it. And that must have been 11, 12 years ago, something like that. Anyway, Nader, you're going to hate me for saying it, but I'm about to tell you and everybody listening, I still prefer your version. So I'm very sorry, Chaka Khan, but Nader beats you hands down.
So naturally, didn't I know it was love? The next thing I This is Sid Valley Radio.
Are an English pop sort of glam rock band, and they were actually put together in 1974 after the release of Sugar Baby Love. Note I use the term put together, as the musicians on the record were actually studio session musicians. In 1973, in fact, the songwriting team of Wayne Bickerton, the then head of A&R at Polydor Records, and his co-songwriter, Tony Waddington, recorded a demo of their song Jukebox Jive. And after their doo-wop, not sort of 1950s pop-influenced songs had been rejected by a number of existing acts, they actually formed the group The Rubettes from the session musicians who had made the demo in the first place.
So hard to feel alive, like a flame without a light, searching, calling out of my mind, and in the dark I could not see, yet you found your way to me, burning brightly, you set me.
Love to keep us.
Really call it a comeback because she never actually retired. But in 2016, at the age of 83, Petrula Clark's extraordinary career reached a new landmark for her first single release in ages, and it's the song we just listened to, Sacrifice My Heart. And the reason that I say this, it was a landmark single, is because she made her first ever music video to go with it. Yes. 83 years of age, and she had had all those many decades of being a singing, performing superstar, and she never made an actual music video. They were all performance videos.
This morning, you were on my mind. I said, you were. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I said, just to ease my pain. I got troubles, oh, oh. I got worries, oh, oh. I came home again, but I woke up this morning, you were on my mind, you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to this morning, you were on my mind. I said, you were on my mind. Well, I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind.
Released in 1966, that was Crispin St. Peter and You Were On My Mind. Now, the song was actually written by Sylvia Fricker in 1961, and although she recorded the song with her husband, it wasn't until 1966 that it was a hit record, and that was the version that we just heard. Next up is a song by English neuromantic, I suppose you could call them, duo called the Pet Shop Boys. And it was in collaboration with the wonderful Dusty Springfield. And it's probably true to say that it was one of their most successful collaborations. This is the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield. And What Have I Done to Deserve This?
You
Hi, this is Roxy from Vixen, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie here on Sid Valley Radio. Rev it up. Everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I just like to make you mine, all mine. And then we get into the deep, profound lyric of na 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 na. Yeah. I know. Okay. Give It Up was a comeback hit for Casey and the Sunshine Band. Right. So who's going to join me for a little Stray Cat strut on this Sunday afternoon? Okay, fellas. We got a gang. Let's take it away.
Ooh, 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 ooh. don't it pay the rent? I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat strut, I'm a
thief's cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova. Hey,
man, that's sad.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can. Cat cat style.
We'll be right back.
Do you know what? You forget how good Bananarama are, don't you? I think it's because they never took themselves seriously that we tend to follow along with that. But it's a shame, because that was the 2010 hit when the group were down to just being a duo. And it's Love Don't Live Here, and it was released on the 11th of April 2010 as a digital download. And also, it was released on CD and on vinyl, more importantly. It was written by Bananarama's members of Sarah and Karen, with their producer, Ian Masterson. And, I think it's jolly good, and I hope that you enjoyed it too. Join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 o'clock. Between now and then, I'll try and find you some more forgotten gems. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next. And then at 4 p.m, we'll have another old-time radio at programme hour, where we revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thank you for your messages. And as always, I will make sure that I reply to all of you this week. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance. In the meantime, take it away, Winifred.
Thank you.